This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Many states are reporting fatalities in that monster winter storm. New York, Ohio, Missouri, Kansas, Kentucky, Vermont, Colorado, Wisconsin. The AP's Julie Walker.
The extreme weather stretched from the Great Lakes near Canada to the Rio Grande along the border with Mexico. About 60% of the U.S. population faced some sort of winter weather advisory or warning, and temperatures plummeted drastically below normal from east of the Rocky Mountains to the Appalachians. Several places never made it out of the single digits. The storm unleashed its full fury on Buffalo, New York, with hurricane-force winds and lake-effect snow causing whiteout conditions, paralyzing emergency response efforts. Julie Walker, New York.
The power grid needs better security, says Washington, to protect from domestic terrorism. Now vandals have attacked three power substations in Washington state. Sergeant Darian Moss in Tacoma, Washington, reveals what responders found at one location.
The suspects cut one of the locks on the fence area, made their way inside and caused damage to the substation, which ultimately knocked out power for a large amount of residents in the county.
He was heard there on KOMO-TV. No suspects in custody, and officials don't know if this was a coordinated attack. Taiwan reports that China sent planes and ships toward Taiwan after China expressed anger at Taiwan-related provisions in a U.S. annual defense spending bill. It was passed over the weekend. South Korea has ended a ban on the import of full-body sex dolls, ending years of debate over how much the government can interfere in private life. Pope Francis pleaded for an immediate end to the fighting in Ukraine on Christmas Day, calling the conflict senseless. The Pope's Christmas message. This is AP News. China is paying people older than 60 to get vaccinated against COVID. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Hospitals in China have become inundated with new cases of COVID-19 ever since the government backed out of their zero COVID approach. The government is now trying to push against the surge by convincing those most vulnerable to vaccinate, yet many remain skeptical. 64-year-old Li Liancheng says his friends are alarmed by stories of fevers, blood clots, and other side effects. I'm waiting. We're still not sure how effective the vaccines are. The virus keeps mutating. If the vaccines are not updated, how do we know the vaccines we take are useful? China joined other countries in treating cases instead of trying to stamp out virus transmission through testing and quarantines. Now, as it backs off that approach, it's facing the widespread outbreaks that other countries have already gone through. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.